This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. After a delay, jury selection is expected to begin today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's charged with murder and manslaughter in George Floyd's death. Prosecutors are trying to add a charge of third-degree murder. George Floyd's sister, Bridget, was in the courtroom yesterday.
We are praying for justice. Our hope is that justice prevails and we can all use this as an opportunity to be better and do better for those around us.
Derek Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. So what can you do if you're fully vaccinated against COVID-19? We're now getting CDC guidance on that. The AP's Sagar Magani.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the masks can finally come off.
Fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Outside, though, the mask should stay on, even for those fully vaccinated.
We're still waiting for data to emerge about whether they could transmit that virus.
The CDC guidance did not specifically address whether those who are fully vaccinated should go to restaurants or other places. It also did not change a recommendation that discourages unnecessary travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York's Attorney General has appointed two lawyers to investigate allegations that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed female aides. Cuomo has denied touching anyone inappropriately and says he has no intention of resigning. Twitter is suing Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, claiming he used his office to retaliate against Twitter for banning former President Trump after the riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Days after the riot, Paxton, a Republican, announced an investigation into Twitter and four other tech companies. This is AP News. Fans will be in the stands when the season opens for Chicago's two Major League Baseball teams. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has this.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city is moving closer to coronavirus recovery. On opening day, the White Sox and the Cubs can play with 20% of the seats filled. That's about 8,000 fans each, which includes Wrigley Field in Nelson Gonzalez's neighborhood.
For everybody, it's been super rough, you know, being enclosed in the house for month and month. I know that people are ready to go out.
His wife, Anna, is a little concerned.
Because everything is a little fast that we're going back to normal, but it's also exciting and positive.
Masks will be required at the parks. Cash will not be accepted. Food will be limited to individually packaged items. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.